Way, it's that Monday feeling. You can't beat it. It's time to play some FM. This is the FM Prem Glory Clan. We're recorded live, as we are always. It's Monday, the 6th of December, and let's have a quick look at the sports and headlines today. Well, it's dominated by Chris Hughton being sacked by Newcastle. We'll be getting some discussion and reaction from our biggest Newcastle fan, Joe, a bit later on in the show. First of all, let's meet Fred. Hi, Fred. So how's things going at Millwall?
Things are going all right. We are above our expectations. And my expectation is to finish mid-table or go for playoffs.
You're doing yourself a bit of a disservice there, Fred. After six games, you sit in third position, don't you?
Yeah, but with our resources and the club's standard, we shouldn't. That's way above the weight of the club.
So you're not looking at an automatic promotion place, then?
No.
About the playoffs, do you think you can make the playoffs?
Yeah. With a bit of luck and with our players performing at the best, there is a possibility.
And who's been Millwall's star man?
That's going to be either Fritzes or the loan from West Ham, or it will be Danny Schofield on the midfield.
Well, thanks a lot, Fred. We'll catch you later on the podcast. Okay, we're here with our cocky cockney, Stu. All right, Stu.
Good evening.
And how's things going this season, early days with Leeds?
It's not been too bad. We had a great start, winning four on the bounce, but then last two games really annoyed me. We drew a game against Mike, where we dominated for long periods, but just couldn't get the result, and then losing two games, which to me was just a kick in the teeth. But I've got some injuries, so I'm hoping when we get some players back, I'll be able to push on again.
Well, last season you had a cracking season. You slipped under the radar and got into the playoffs, didn't you?
Oh, last season, what can I say? I had no budget, a team that had just come up which I had to use. So I decided, let's do it the Blackpool way and just attack, attack, attack. And fortunately, it worked for us.
How do you think you're going to cope this season when you've got a greater expectation upon you, because your board want promotion, don't they?
This is where it all gets a bit silly. I have one good season where 15th was as expected, and now all of a sudden it's 4th. With a budget of 2 million, I've managed to bring in some top players like Charlie Adam, but my squad is still quite thin. In talent, that is, it's quite in-depth with the amount of players. But it's just stupid. But a club like Leeds United, they want success. The fans breed success. They just crave it continuously. So hopefully another playoff might be in order. I need it, otherwise I'll be sacked.
So you're confident of meeting your expectations this season?
Oh yes, most definitely. Yeah.
And what about a quick word of your masterstroke of a signing, Charlie Adam on a free?
He's a player I saw last season when I was scouting. And he had a bit of a fight with the board over wages, and he was supposed to have £250,000 owing to him if Blackpool got promoted, but he didn't actually get the money. So he decided to let his contract run out on a free. So my scout decided to advise me to go see him and try and get an interview with him, which I did, and I liked the feedback. So he decided to sign for me but on a free, which cost about £25,000 a week in wages, which is a bit expensive in the Championship. But he's played 6 games for me, 2 goals, 3 assists, and 2 manager player of the month awards. So I can't really knock him.
Yeah, doing well there, Stu. Good luck in the game today, and we'll speak to you later on. Okay, here we are now with Crazy Will. How'd you get your nickname, Crazy Will?
Only God knows.
And what team are you managing in the clan at the moment?
At the moment, Malcolm.
And how's your season going?
Absolutely abysmal.
Yeah, you've lost 6 games out of 8, haven't you?
Yeah, pretty poor, isn't it?
And how did you end up at Morecambe?
Through my own stupidity. Sort of could go for a club that is ranked a bit higher than I am actually ranked, so hey-ho.
So who did you go for? It was Blackburn, somebody else, wasn't it?
No, Blackburn, I just put in some interest. It was Stoke, Brescia, and the Barcelona Athletic in the second division in Spain.
Some pretty lofty ambitions. So do you think you'll be able to recover from your sacking and get back into the Championship?
Definitely. Championship? Don't kid yourself. Europe. I'll be in Europe.
Well, best of luck with that. Best of luck with that, Will, and we'll speak to you later.
Okay, here we are with our affable Irishman, Joseph. Hi, Joe.
How are you, Steve?
Not too bad. How are things going at Sheffield United?
Fighting on. After all, 17th is the aim, and so far we're competitive enough.
Well, it was a hell of a feat getting into the Premier League in the first place, wasn't it?
An amazing achievement, especially considering a paid playoff final without my star striker, Chet Evans, but it was a playoff victory and a happy favourite to go down.
And were you expected to finish with Sheffield United?
The press has me to finish in second bottom.
And what about your board?
Avoid relegation is the aim.
And who's your star man at Sheffield United? I've heard you mention Chet Evans already.
Oh, he's the main man. Got like 25 goals last season and he's scored a fair few this season. 4, I think.
Any other stars at Sheffield United?
Tamir Cohen has been sensational in midfield since I brought him in.
And how do you rate your chances of staying up?
Keep on fighting and who knows, we'll have to wait and see.
You still in the cup competitions or have you gone out of them?
Arsenal gave me a bit of a hiding.
Could be a blessing in disguise though, eh?
Yeah, once I saw it was Arsenal I just sent out my reserve team.
I'm afraid we have to ask, Joe. Real life Newcastle just sat the manager. What do you think there?
Dear fucking God, what the hell are you thinking, Ashley?
So what's the news on the Newcastle forums?
Outrage and anger will be the main views.
And have you got any information as to who you think the next Newcastle manager will be?
My opinion, it'll probably be Pardew, but loads of rumours flying around as usual.
And that's Pardew as in Alan Pardew?
Unfortunately, yes.
Mike Ashley said he wanted a big name. Is Alan Pardew really that big name?
Hughton would have been fine, and Hughton's a better manager than Pardew, which says it all.
Any reason why Alan Pardew's the favourite?
The rumour has been going round the mill for a good while. He was linked to last time Hughton was under pressure before the Sunderland 5-1 game. And apparently he's a mate of Ashley's, which would lend credence to it.
Well, after your heroics, if you're Sheffield United, do you not feel like putting your name forward?
I suppose anyone who really could get a job could have a go at this stage.
Well, good luck to the season, Joe, and we'll speak to you later on. Hi Jim, welcome to the podcast. We didn't catch you earlier on. So how's the season going for you so far?
So far the season has been going really well. I'm top of the league. I'm on a six match unbeaten run. It's looking good at the moment.
Where do you board you expect you to finish?
Expect to win the league, finish top.
So you're just on course at the moment then?
Sorry. Yeah, I am at the moment.
And what do you put your good form down to?
I think it's down to my, you know, great managerial ability.
Is this great managerial ability what got you got yourself the reputation as the greatest man the clan's ever had?
That's the one, mate. That's the one. And I'm sure everyone agrees. I'm the best manager in the clan.
And how do you propose to avoid having the troubles you had last season where you blew up right at the end?
Well, that I've been thinking about that and my players have grown now. They've got the experience, so I don't think they'll fall like they did end of last season.
Okay.
And I've brought in David Albelda, who's, keeping them all, motivated.
Oh, good, Jim. We'll speak to you tomorrow, and good luck.
Okay, mate. Thanks.
Hi, Joe. How do you think you've done in today's session?
Absolutely shite.
Why the strong words?
Because I didn't win a single game, and I lost most of them.
What position do you find yourself in now at Sheffield United?
Second from bottom.
And how are the board taking to this?
Yeah, no reaction from them yet. They seem content enough to go as things are.
Well, at the end of the day, you'll get some money from your Premier League experience and can come back bigger and stronger, can't you?
Hopefully, although my main aim is to stay up.
Is that still possible?
Yeah, it's only 3 points to safety. And a long way to go yet.
Have you got a plan for how you're going to approach the middle part of the season as we move towards Christmas?
Attack, 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 attack. Defending isn't working.
Defender's not working, so you're moving on to the front foot.
Yeah.
All right, admire your bolshiness there, Joe. I'll catch you tomorrow and hopefully you pick up a few wins.
Yeah. One win will be helpful, don't you know?
So, Fred, how do you think today's session's gone?
Great.
What position are you now in the league?
We are second.
Second? So, for Millwall to stay in second after such low expectations, you must be doing a really good job.
Yeah. We're really hitting above our weight, and to be frank, it's unexpected. We did suspect a rise in results this season, but not in this way.
What do you put it down to?
Well, I would put it down to our not the same injuries and the new good keeper that is very reliable.
What about your star man, Freddie Sears? Is he delivering the goods?
Yeah, he scored 9 goals in 11 games. So he's been delivering all right.
Well, Fred, you must surely be thinking of promotion now.
I'm gonna try, of course, but I'm gonna stay calm and say that as long as we now I'm saying that now our goal is to make sure that we will play in the playoffs.
Well, good luck, Fred. We'll speak to you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Hi, Stuart. How did you feel you went today on today's session?
Terrible. Well, terrible. I'm just annoyed at the last game at the end against Burnley.
So how were your results overall today?
About the same as I was last week. I start off losing against Huddersfield, which didn't please the fans, my local neighbours. yeah, that didn't go down well. But then wins against Crystal Palace, who was second in the league at the time. Leicester on a charge. Then I dropped a couple against Blackpool and Hull. And now, again, dropping points when I should be actually winning games with the chances I'm creating.
Tell the fans about the unbelievable game with Davey.
Ah, yes. Well, with Davey, although he's had a very good season, you always get a chance with him. So I go 1-0 up at half-time by a good goal. Second half, he comes out all guns blazing and takes a 3-1 commanding lead. But unlike myself, Davey just continues to attack. So I countered him and managed to score 2 goals in 2 minutes, bring it back to 3-3. And then also managed to miss 2 one-on-ones and 1 open goal with 5 minutes remaining. Although an away point was a good result, it could have been a hell of a lot better.
Yeah, you were taking advantage of that high line he was playing by playing some balls over the top, weren't you?
Yes. But I've got a pacey striker in Griffiths. And although he misses his one-on-ones quite frequently, there's always a chance that he will pop up with one. But he's young and he's raw, so I have to take the rust with the smooth with him. But fortunately, on that particular day, he popped up with 2 and made his manager rather happy.
Do you still think you're on course for promotion?
No, not at this moment in time. I find myself 9th in the league. Again, Davey's pushing on. Fred with his Millwall side, how he's doing, what he's doing is beyond belief. The boy's had no money for two seasons, yet's finding himself in the top two. I have to start scoring goals. That is my main aim. So I think new strikers in January and maybe another attacking midfielder, because I'm relying too much on Charlie Adam at the moment. He's my top goal scorer with 9 goals and he's a midfielder, which says it all really about my squad.
Well, Stu, good luck and we'll speak to you tomorrow.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, Billy. Session's just ended there. How do you think it's gone for you today?
Going well since change formation. Gone from bottom of the league up to mid-table now.
Yeah.
So things are looking on the up.
Why, what position are you in now?
It's showing 21st, but I think that's before this win. So that one, yeah, it is. So that's, well, it's only going to take me up to 20th. But another win, that'll take me up to 15th mid and mid-tables.
So what's your performance been in terms of wins and draws today?
I think it's 1 loss, 1 draw, and 4 wins.
Not bad, considering you'd only had about a point, didn't you, at the start of today's play?
I don't think I had a point, did I? Oh, yeah, I had 1 point. That's because the ass man played for me.
Yeah. What a remarkable turnaround, Billy. Well done. Hopefully you can keep it up next session.
All right. Certainly will.
We'll see you then.
Yep.
Okay, here we are with the elusive Mr. Davey Milligan. So, Davey, tell me, how's today's session been for you?
The bonus, it's one of my best ones so far.
Well, you sound full of enthusiasm there, Davey. Tell us about tell me about that extraordinary game with Stu.
Well, I've got to say I was happy with the point overall.
You were 3-1 up for about 10 minutes ago, weren't you?
Aye, but I'm Middlesbrough.
Well, Middlesbrough have got Premiership pedigree. Shouldn't you be winning games like that? At home?
No, if you're me, no. Because I'm the worst manager in it.
What, in the clan?
Aye.
Well, you're doing very well this season, aren't you, Davey?
I've promised the fans I'm going to take them up this year.
Do you think that's a realistic aim?
Uh-huh. That's a certainty.
And how do you feel now Steve Gibson's come out and said you're untouchable?
I always knew that anyway.
Well, last season you had the threat of the sack all season long, didn't you?
True. But the chairman knows what he's doing.
Well, fellow clan members all thought you should have been sacked by Christmas, and somehow you lingered on in the job. And then your ass man took you to safety, didn't he?
I couldn't help that.
Any reason as to why you're so much better this season than last?
The bonus, spending more time looking at my players.
Well, that'll always help, Davey. Well, we'll see you next session and good luck.
Right.
So, Fred, how do you think today's session's gone?
Great.
What position are you now in the league?
We are second.
Second? So, for Millwall to stay in second after such low expectations, you must be doing a really good job.
Yeah. We're really hitting above our weight, and to be frank, it's unexpected. We did suspect a rise in results this season, but not in this way.
What do you put it down to?
Well, I would put it down to our not the same injuries and a new good keeper that is very reliable.
What about your star man, Freddie Sears? Is he delivering the goods?
Yeah, he scored 9 goals in 11 games. So he's been delivering all right.
Well, Fred, you must surely be thinking of promotion now.
I'm gonna try, of course, but I'm gonna stay calm and say that as long as we... Now I'm saying that now our goal is to make sure that we will play in the playoffs.
Well, good luck, Fred. We'll speak to you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Hi, Joe. How do you think you've done in today's session?
Absolutely shite.
Why the strong words?
Because I didn't win a single game and I lost most of them.
What position do you find yourself in now at Sheffield United?
Second from bottom.
And how are the board taken to this?
Yeah, no reaction from them yet. They seem content enough to go as things are.
Well, at the end of the day, you'll get some money from your Premier League experience and can come back bigger and stronger, can't you?
Hopefully, although my main aim is to stay up.
Is that still possible?
Yeah, it's only 3 points to safety. And a long way to go yet.
Have you got a plan for how you're going to approach the middle part of the season as we move towards Christmas?
Attack, 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 attack. Defending isn't working.
Defender's not working, so you're moving on to the front foot.
Yeah.
Well, admire your bolshiness there, Joe. I'll catch you tomorrow and hopefully you pick up a few wins.
Right. One win will be helpful, but anyway.
Well, that just leaves me. Well, I've had a very good session tonight. I've gone all the way from 21st to 3rd only a few games. And if I look at my results, I have to be pretty damn pleased. I was able to win in real bunches of games. Won 3 on the bounce, then a draw, creditable draw, 1 all the way with Watford, who were probably the next best team after us in the league. Then 3 wins on the bounce, including big win at home over Colchester, then unfortunate loss away at Leighton Orient, who are a good team at this level, a 1-1 draw at home to MK Dons, which wasn't good, but a massive win over Rotherham, who were in third at the time. That was our last game, able to leapfrog over them, and all of a sudden things are looking a lot better for Sheffield Wednesday. The pressure on me that was building is completely gone. The board's happy with me. And the only concern I've got really is over a lack of a real goal scorer. If I look at my team, the goals are all coming from Daniel Bogdanovic, who's got 6 goals. But if you take into account 4 of them came against Bellingham and Johnson's Paint Trophy, he's only scored 1 goal in 7 games in the league. Next is Bebe. Well, he's a winger. He hasn't scored many goals, really. 2 of them came in the cup, and he averages 1 in 4 in the league, which is not to be sniffed at for a winger, of course. Then comes Meyer. He's hit a little bit of form recently, but he's still left with just that solitary goal in the league, and that comes in 14 games. And for my record signing, £475,000, a lot of money for me, the only player really signed, he's just not delivered. Savioa, he's not happy. He's banged in a transfer request. He scored 3 goals in 8 games in the league, but he's not playing well when he doesn't score. He's not happy and he wants to go. He's the one I'm going to really try and work on, try and have a few chats, put an arm around him and get him playing well, and hopefully he can be my goal scorer. Adigo Johnson, despite the fact that he's not really a goal scorer, he's only got finishing a 10. He scored 2 goals in the league in 8 games, which is just about okay. After him, though, a lot of goals spread around the rest of the team in midfield, and even a couple of defenders chipping in with goals. But there's no denying that having played 15 games to have only scored 19 is just not good enough. I mean, it really is relegation form, but our main defence conceding only 10 goals in those 15 games highlights why we're up there, because people just can't score past us. We've got a quality midfield, a cracking defence, a solid keeper, and really, if we can find that person to put the ball in the back of the net, we should be winning this division. We're only 5 points behind Swindon, so there's no reason why we can't put our foot down and get past them. But we'll see what happens tomorrow. Anyway, this is enough from me tonight. This is Steve from FM Prem Glory podcast saying goodnight.